And now, back to Small Business Heroes on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
717 and 2-1 for Czechoslovakia, for anyone who was interested. This is James Maduke speaking. You're listening to Small Business Heroes, the show how-to for entrepreneurs and small business owners. We're joined in the studio today with our first guest, John McLean, who's the president and CEO of CVE Inc., and the director of marketing, Tim McMillan. Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thank you. Hi, James.
We got the double-sided here, so we'll have to make sure that everyone gets a chance to speak. I've asked these gentlemen to come on for one special reason. They've been through all of the troubles that some small businesses have, and that's starting something from nothing and growing it into a company that is supporting a number of people as employees and generating revenue and business for the community. So maybe, John, if you could just start us off and let us know what CVE Inc. does and a little bit about your company.
Sure. James, listen, I have to thank you for bringing us on the show, and great show. Yeah, it's ruined my Monday routine, I'll tell you that, because I usually finish work, go into my water aerobics, and go home and listen to your show on the way home. But tonight, I think I'll have to win that three-month sponsor.
You've got to enter. Smallbusinessheroes.com. Yeah. There you go.
I think so. CVE, it's a company. I have a business partner, Neil McMillan, and I chose him. He's a great partner to work with. Why he chose me, I have no idea. But about 10 years ago, we both came with about 20 years of experience, started up the company. And what do we do? We offer career and vocational evaluations with our intro into the business world, and we thought we'd offer a private practice. And basically, what we're addressing is number one line item, and talking over with some of your other guests tonight. Number one is the people that are working for you, and
so you're talking a line item. You're talking on the accounting, on the balance sheet, on the expenses. That number one.
Oh, it's right up there. Yeah. You've got that right. Most definitely. The number one thing that we're looking at is prevention and rehabilitation. Everybody wants a safe workplace. And for those who are unfortunate and do have an accident, there are places you can go, and you can choose companies like ours who can help get people back to work and hopefully mitigate some of the loss on employee benefits problems.
Okay. So why don't we talk about that a little bit? And maybe if you can get away with a sentence of a career vocational, those are words that some people may not understand. So what exactly is that? Is there a definition that you can
Where did the it all started with the rehab, and the rehab started when veterans returned from the war in the United States, and the federal government in the States said, look, these people have given themselves for our country. They're coming back not in the same shape, so how do we get them back to work? And so there's a whole process of helping individuals return to work, and career assessments to what type of jobs would be suitable for a person, and then pathways on how to get to those jobs, supports through job clubs, placement services, coaching on a new type of job, and so on.
So, okay, so this initially was for physical challenges that people had coming back, but it's not only that now.
No, the full spectrum of services on our placement services, but our whole field has shifted. When Neil and I first started, we got into working with the physically challenged individuals. And that has changed. The whole spectrum has changed. We're seeing a lot of people, individuals coming off of LTD programs, stress.
LTD is long-term disability?
Long-term disability,
yes.
Short-term disability. And from there, how do they reenter the workforce at a comfortable level and a comfortable pace and get back to either their former job or
something
another
else
job
that they're capable of.
Yeah.
Sure. Now, the question I have, you know, there might be people listening that have maybe two employees or a partnership, for example, and you're talking about long-term disability, and there's a number of words that are cropping up. What are the requirements of someone who is considering that they're going to, add employees, add staff to their business or building? What are some of the things that they have to be aware of?
Well, I know for myself that with Neil and I, we started out as a partnership, and we've grown over the years, and it's been planned growth over the last 10 years, and we've added services, and along with the services, you need good qualified individuals.
People.
And one is to go out and hire them and run the ads and secure the right people, have the interviews and so on. And part of that whole growth is to take a look at the individuals and what can we provide in terms of a healthy work environment
sure.
for them. And from there, we expanded. I have my wife, Susan, who works with me, and she brought in a whole team.
So it's a family business.
Well, it is. And just like at home, I do this. Well, she's not here, so I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, no. But we do have the programs that can help people reenter the workforce. And if there is an injury or time off, then we can bring them back to work. And that helps the employer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're hitting a level of fairness. And it's the employees. The employee. I haven't met anyone in the 29 years I've been doing this who wants to be at home. And everybody wants to be at work.
And there's be productive.
You want to feel part of the community, society, and so on. So, yeah.
So your company provides the services to help people that perhaps may have been injured. And what I sort of wanted to touch on, what are the things that, you know, if I'm considering I'm a manufacturer, for example, or there's someone who's listening to the manufacturer, what are the things that they have to consider over and above paying the wage of someone? So what are some of the things that tie into long-term disability and protecting the rights of the employee?
There's a number of health issues and benefit packages. So the insurance is covered. There's the used to be the Workers' Compensation Board, now the WSI, Work Safety Insurance Board. And there's LTD carriers, and there's auto insurance carriers. So there's all sorts of carrier people that are there that are going to insure you. And it's to get the right agent, the right person who's going to come in. And if you have a plan as a small company, it's really important to lay that plan out, look at the growth, and then share that with your insurance company and your benefits advisor so that they can have the packages there for you as you're growing.
Okay. So you're talking about, when you mentioned plan, you're talking about I'm going to grow my business to 14 people or 28 people or 36 people over the next 3 or 4 years. You're talking about the business plan. So you're suggesting that what you need to do is pick a carrier or an insurance company and treat them as a partner.
It's working with the bank, working with anybody. It's a level of fairness, and if we're open and honest, we're going to get the same back from the people that are going to work. And I think that's absolutely critical. Right at the beginning, we started with the nuts and bolts. Neil and I coming in with our hammers and doing our own renovations. I borrowed my in-laws' car because I couldn't afford one at that point. And if any one of us had to look back and do a job, then where would we go for that type of assistance? If he was injured, I was injured, where do we go and get that kind of help to get back into work and help us?
Sure. And what effect does this have, or in your experience, what effect does having this level of fairness for the employees, how does that affect them if they know that it's there?
I think there are three things that one has to address as a small business owner, and that's the human resources, the technology that's out there now, and the having the finances and the funds. If there's a good complement and one's addressing all of those issues in the planning phases, then you'll be able to get yourself into the future. There's going to be some bumps along the way that, I think we thought as soon as we opened the door and put the shingle up, by God, people were going to come a-running. But,
just like a true entrepreneur.
She just didn't happen. Then I learned all about marketing really quick, which I'd never done in my life. And all those little things sure add up in the small business community. We've grown from that.
How many people are you at liberty to say how many people you've got now, or is it a trade secret?
No, it's not a trade secret.
Yeah,
I can't tell you.
Okay, fair enough. We'll leave it at that. So maybe what we can do is, Tim, just join in the conversation here. And what I like to do, obviously, is ask all the guests, if you've got some three tips or three action items for the listeners that they can apply to their business when it comes to looking at how do I treat all of these employees fairly. What do you think the three things that you would recommend to them?
I think first and foremost would be patience. As John has always mentioned to me on several occasions, patience is knowledge. And you really have to step back and realize the importance of being patient and watching your plan grow.
So you're talking about being patient with the plan, but patient with the employees as well.
Exactly, yes. In all areas of business, I think you have to be patient with everything. As well as planning, John mentioned human resources, the importance of technology, as well as financial backing. All three, you really need a good complement. They have to complement each other. They need to have a good balance between the three. And also communication, not only external but internal. External being your customers, listening to what they have to tell you, what their wants are, as well as your employees, as well as the staff, your team, the people that you surround yourself with. You really have to listen to what they see or want and what they see out dealing with your customers.
Okay, so you've got to have a complete package then. That's your message is, you know, you had all of the skills to do your vocation at the time you started, but you've had to round out everything to make it successful.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Tim hit it a nail on the head there with communication, and we'll hear about it more with the HR group, but your employees are—they're the number one. They've got to be heard, and we've got to listen. And you can't take that softly.
No, not at all. Okay, well, we've been—if you've just joined us—we've been talking with CVE Inc. President and CEO John McLean and Tim McMillan, the Director of Marketing, and we've been talking about HR issues, people skills, all of that fun stuff that some of the entrepreneurs are a little bit too excited about and forget about. So great information, and I want to thank you very much for joining me today. When we come back, we'll be joined with Paul Pollock from the Pollock Group talking about term, full-time, placement, headhunting, IT services. How do you use someone outside of your company to help you with hiring the people and the resources that you need? You're listening to Small Business Heroes, part of Business at Night. This is James Maduke speaking on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes on CFRA's Business at Night, brought to you in part by Full Contact Sales Systems and Good Life Fitness Center.